This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia carried out the latest in a wave of airstrikes on Ukraine Monday, destroying homes in the south and knocking out power in the north and killing at least two people. Monday's attacks came as UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk was in Kyiv on his second day in meetings with human rights advocates when air raid sirens went off across the country. Turk, his UN colleagues, and the human rights activists he was meeting with continued meeting in a shelter in the capital.
There was a wave of missile attacks against Ukraine, including some of them ending up in the proximity of Kyiv. You can imagine what this means for the population. It has become almost a new normal, but it has a huge impact on civilians, and it has to stop.
Ukrainian officials said Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian energy facilities in recent weeks as they've been forced to retreat on some battlefronts, causing major power outages as winter is setting in. Ukraine had only just returned to scheduled power outages beginning Monday rather than the emergency blackouts it has suffered since widespread Russian attacks November 23rd, the worst of the attacks on energy infrastructure that had begun in early October. Russia had said the attacks are designed to degrade Ukraine's military. Ukraine says they're clearly aimed at civilians and thus constitute a war crime. The commander of the Ukraine's ground forces said Monday Russia's most recent mobilization has increased its military threat in Ukraine, with better trained soldiers now arriving at the front lines. But General Alexander Sursky said, told national television that Russia was now using a lot of old equipment because it had no other way of replenishing its supplies, and that Russian forces had made only slow progress around Bakhmut, one of the main battle zones in the eastern Ukraine. But the general added, on the eastern front, the situation is very tense. This is VOA News. Authorities in Belgium reopened a painful chapter in its recent history Monday as the trial opened for 10 alleged conspirators in the 2016 terror attacks around Brussels that killed 32 people and wounded hundreds more. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
10 men stand accused of involvement in the March 2016 suicide bombings at the Brussels airport and a metro station, attacks authorities blamed on the Islamic State militant group. Those on trial allegedly directed or aided the attacks, in which two homemade bombs exploded at the airport and another in a packed subway station. The three suicide bombers died, along with nearly three dozen victims from a raft of different countries. Five of the defendants also stood trial in Paris over the 2015 attacks in the French capital that killed 130 people. Among them is Salah Abdeslam, now serving life in prison as one of the Paris assailants. The Paris and Brussels attacks, which investigators believed were authored by the same Belgium-based terrorist cell, count among the deadliest of a spate of Islamist terrorist assaults around Europe a few years ago. The trial's hearings may take up to 8 months with a jury. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. Supreme Court Monday heard arguments from a Colorado businesswoman who says her religious beliefs prevent her from working for same-sex couples. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. The American Civil Liberties Union's part of this litigation, writing that if Smith can discriminate because she's an artist, all types of businesses could put up signs that say, "We do not serve blacks, gays, or Muslims." 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop. But now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A published report Monday says Ethiopian guards and villagers massacred 83 Tigrayan prisoners at a camp in southern Ethiopia last November in what the report calls the deadliest killing of imprisoned soldiers since the Tigray War started more than 2 years ago. The Washington Post newspaper said the previously unreported killings occurred November 21, 2021, at a camp near the town of Mirababaya that housed more than 2,000 detained Tigrayan soldiers. Witnesses told the Post that between 16 and 18 guards at the camp opened fire on prisoners late that afternoon. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is...